And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner and Squire Skimp are on their way to Fort Smith to attend a meeting in the interest of the War Chest Drive. As we look in on our friends today, we find Abner and the Squire aboard the train heading for Fort Smith. Listen.
Abner, I wish you'd be more careful. Don't lean on me like that. You're crushing my head.
Oh, I'm sorry for Squire. I'm getting tired. I'm standing up ever since we got on the train back there at the county seat.
Well, just be more careful of my head, Abner. It's practically a new one.
Squire, couldn't we just sort of take turns and let me sit down that seat for a while?
Well, I've got to hold this briefcase, Abner. It has a lot of important papers in it.
Could I hold a briefcase?
No. It's my responsibility to watch over Abner. Besides, you've got your hands full there. Your valise, that sack of lunch, and your umbrella.
Did I sure ain't getting tired, though.
Well, we've only got about 20 or 30 more miles to go. And you must remember, Abner, there's a war going on. We're traveling under wartime conditions.
Yeah, I know one of us here.
And you must remember this, too. We're going on a very worthy mission, Abner. We're traveling in the interest of the National War Chest.
Yeah, you're right about that, Squire.
Actually, I'd say we're lucky to be able to get on the train at all.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish I wasn't so lucky.
By George, wait a minute. There's a lady getting up from a seat there in the front of the car, Abner. Must be planning to get off the next stop, Poto. You better hurry up now and get... Oh, no. Wait a minute. I'm wrong. She's just going to get a drink of water.
Oh, well, here, hold my umbrella, Squire. I believe I can beat her back. I can get to that seat before she can get back to it.
Oh, no, Abner. You can't do that.
Oh, I don't believe she'd be too quick for me.
Abner, a gentleman would never think of sitting down while a lady stands.
Well, there was a woman standing here a while back. How come you never got up and give her your seat, Squire?
Well, for one thing, she was, way up there at the other end of the car, Abner. And I've got my briefcase here, too, and... Oh, my, look out the window there. Isn't that scenery interesting?
I don't know. I'm too tired to bend over and look at it.
Yeah, beautiful scenery along here, Abner. Shame you can't see it.
Here, Squire, will you hold my valise for a minute? I want to get into them lunch goods I brung along. I'm hungry.
Well, Abner, can't you wait for just a little while? We'll eat a big dinner now when we get to Fort Smith.
Yeah, well, I can't wait. I've got to eat something right now. That's the way a train trip always affects me. Makes me hungry and a horse. Here, take my valise for just a minute, Squire.
Well, I haven't got room here, Abner. Just set it on the floor there, why don't you?
Yeah, I'm afraid somebody might steal it. I'll manage it here some way.
Hotel!
Abner, watch out. You're poking that umbrella in my face.
Oh, excuse me. Nobody, I wish old Lom had to come on this trip instead of me.
Well, Lom had to stay at home to take care of the school board business. Get everything ready for Miss Platt, the new school teacher. Abner, watch out. You're squirting that orange on me.
Oh, excuse me. I gotta get it peeled. Oh, but I can't eat it with the peeling on it, can I?
Well, I told you to wait on all of that. We can eat when we get to Fort Smith.
Yeah, I gotta admit before we get there. I know this way, man. There's a fella getting off here at Poto. I'm gonna get his seat before anybody beats me to it. Here, Squire, hold this orange for me.
Well, here, Abner, I don't want this.
Poto! Hold up the Poto!
Excuse me, mister. Is anybody sitting in that vacant seat on the other side of you?
What'd you say?
Watch out for your feet there so I can get over here.
Well, just a minute. I'll move over.
No. You sit right where you're at. I'd rather sit next to the window there. Long as I can recollect, I've always...
Ow! Petrella.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, there goes your hat. Just a minute, I'll pick it up for you. Now, look what I did. Stepped right on it. If I ain't clumsy today.
Stepped on it? Looks more like you jumped on it.
Yeah, sort of, don't it? Do you want it?
Why, certainly I want it. My hat.
Yeah, I know it is. I just didn't think you'd want to wear nothing that looks as bad as this thing does.
Well, just give it here.
Now, wait a minute. I'll fix it for you.
Never mind. Give it here. You've done enough fixing on it already.
Yeah, all right. Here.
Look at that. $10 shot.
Doggett, it sure feels good to sit down again. You know, I've had to stand up ever since we got on this train. I mean, me and Squire. Squire Skimp. That's him sitting back there with a brown checkered suit on, carrying that briefcase. But we're going to Fort Smith. You going to Fort Smith?
No.
Yeah, sure, we rode on the mail hack into the county seat, me and Squaw. Do you know Squaw?
No.
Lots of folks do know him. You don't know him, huh?
No.
Oh. Sure, a nice day for a trip, ain't it? Don't believe it's a cloud in the sky, is it? You in the insurance business?
No.
Oh. Squire Kemp, he's in the insurance business. You don't know him, though, do you?
No.
Oh. Lots of folks do know old Squire. What line of business are you in? I'm in the grocery business myself. I'm an owner of the Jot'em Down store in Pine Ridge, yeah. Got a fella by the name of Lon Edwards that helps me there in the store. Sort of. You ain't in the grocery business?
No.
Oh. Are you...
No!
Oh. I didn't much think you were. So they cut down the old pine tree, and they hauled it away to the mill.
Oh.
To make a coffin of pine for that sweetheart of mine. When they cut down the old pine... Well, for the land's sake. Well, what do you know about that? Excuse me, mister. Could I trouble you for that sweet potato?
What's that?
That sweet potato sitting on your lap. Must have dropped out of my lunch goods when I stepped over you there.
Oh, my gosh. Not bad enough to be singing to these sweet potatoes laying around, too. Here, take it.
Yeah. Much obliged to you. Well, here, would you like to have half of it?
No.
Yeah. Sort of nice to chomp on when you're on a train trip. I'll take a couple of them along. Mom, he likes them too. Sort of like them. Now, Squaw, on the other hand, he ain't much of a hand for sweet potatoes. You don't know Squaw, do you?
No.
But the folks do know him. He sure gets around a lot. Now, you sure now you wouldn't want part of this sweet potato? It's awful good.
No, I don't want any sweet potatoes.
Oh. Mashed potato sandwich?
Mashed potato sandwich?
Yeah, they're nice to have along, too. You want to try one?
No.
See what else I got down in here. Hard-boiled egg?
No.
Hey, you ain't that heavy either, are you?
No.
Yeah, see, you know, I've noticed that all along. You take some folks, they're heavy eaters, and take other folks, they ain't.
No.
Now, I ain't much of an eater myself. Of course, I do like to have a little something to chomp on whilst I'm traveling, don't you?
Listen, I'm a tired man. I've been on this train a long time, and I've got to go a long way to go, yes. I've got a lot of work to do and a lot of things to think about. So if you don't mind, it'd give me a great deal of pleasure if you...
Hey, Abner, you can come back with me now.
Huh? Oh, howdy, Squad. What'd you say?
Somebody got off at Poto there, so there's a seat vacant next to me. Might as well come back and sit with me, Abner.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll be right with you. Quick, I'll pick up my stuff here. Put this hard-boiled egg back in here. Oh, my, look at there. Doggies, I'm afeard I got eggshells on you there, mister. Well, mm-hmm. They'll brush off. By the way, this is the fella I was telling you about, the Squire Skimp. Squire, I want you to shake hands with my good friend here, Mr.,
Mahatma Gandhi.
Yeah, Mr. McDandy.
Well, how do you do, Mr. McDandy? Hey, watch out, Abner. You hit the gentleman with your umbrella there.
Ouch. Uh-oh, doggies, there goes your hat again. I sure am clumsy today, ain't I? Just a second, I'll get it for you.
Don't you touch that hat. I'll get it myself. Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. McDandy.
Hurry up, Abner. There's some people getting on here. We don't want to lose our seats.
Yeah, I'm coming. But I sure hate to leave. Me and Mr. McDaniel there have an awful nice talk.
Oh, my, look there. We're too late. Somebody got our seats already, Abner. Now we'll have to stand up. And it's all your fault.
Well, I won't have to stand up. I can just sit back down here with my friend, Mr. McDaniel.
Yes, but what about me?
Yeah, watch out, McDaniel. Coming back to there.
Oh, wait. No, you're not. Stop right where you are.
Huh?
I'm scarred up enough as it is. I'll get out of the way first. And then you, Mr. Skimp. You can have my seat.
Are you getting off soon, Mr. McDandy?
No, I'm not.
Oh, well, I wouldn't think of taking your seat, Angel. Sit right back down there.
Oh, no. I insist that you take the seat.
Oh, tut, I won't hear of it. No.
Listen, my friend. If you can stand to be subjected to a steady barrage of inane talk, sweet potatoes and eggshells, brother, you deserve the seat. It'll be a pleasure to stand up.